Chapter 6. Preparations. The day of death soon came. Don Juan, a brilliant and cynical man, lived his last days in the constant company of a doctor and a priest. Although he disliked both, he was still cheerful with them, perhaps because he knew that the end of his present life was near, but he also knew that another life waited for him. Don Juan was aware that others couldn't see what he saw in his future, a vision of his youth. He could not wait to be young and powerful again. It was on a beautiful summer evening that Don Juan felt the end of his life nearing. The Spanish sky was cloudless and filled with warm colors. The orange trees made the air smell sweet, and the setting sun cast a soft light over everything. Nature seemed to be agreeing with the day of his rebirth. Philippe was soon at his father's deathbed, just as Don Juan had been at Bartholomeo's many years before. An obedient son, Philippe regarded his father with love and respect. At about 11 o'clock that night, Don Juan told the servants that he wished to be left alone with his son. Don Juan looked at his son and said, "Philippe," with such kindness in his voice that the young man cried tears of joy. His father had never spoken to him like that before. "Listen to me, dear boy," continued Don Juan. "I have sinned, and all of my life I have thought about death. I was once the friend of the great Pope Julius. This man feared that I would commit a deadly sin at the moment of my death." Philippe stared at his father, who looked so weak and tired. This image was so different to the man that he had been raised by. Before his illness, Philippe only saw his father as a selfish old man, and a man who wanted others to follow God's will but refused to do the same. Don Juan continued, "So the Pope gave me a flask of magic holy water so that I might come back to life. I kept the secret of the elixir to myself for decades, but I feel obliged to reveal the mystery to my son at the moment of my death. You will find the flask in the drawer of the table, which always stands by my bed." Philippe glanced at the table before looking back at his father with a worried expression. He had no idea what events were about to take place. "The elixir may be of service to you also, my dearest Philippe. Will you swear to me that you will carry out my orders?" asked his dying father. Philippe just nodded slowly. "You deserve a better father," Don Juan continued. "I dare say that when the abbot of San Lucas was giving me my last rites, I was thinking of the devil and of God. Both are two very different powers." Don Juan knew that his son was listening closely to every word that he said. He went on in a serious tone, "And I said to myself that when the devil makes his peace with God, he will be a great idiot. This thought haunted me. So I will go to hell if you do not carry out my last wishes. I must repent my sins in my next life and make peace with God."
"Oh, tell me what to do, Father," cried Philippe.
He was such a devoted child that he would do anything for his father. Don Juan raised him to be a loyal son in order to benefit himself in these last moments before his death.
"As soon as I have closed my eyes," said Don Juan, "you must take my body and lay it on a table in the middle of the room. Then put out the lamp. The light of the stars will give you enough light to see by."
Don Juan waited a moment before he continued. He needed to make sure that his son was listening very carefully to his instructions.
"Then you must wet my eyes, lips, head, and then my body with this magic elixir. But my son, you must also not be surprised at anything."
At this point, Don Juan felt death approaching, so he quickly said,
"Be careful of the flask."
A moment later, Don Juan died in the arms of his son. Philippe cried bitter tears to see his father's life finally come to an end.